The young adults from the YMCA felt very related to people from the detention centre. They were waiting for messages and music. It was like a unique opportunity to open up to the complete stranger, with whom they shared a common dream. Some related to the idea of detention, the struggle for survival, and the emotions and feelings that an experience like this can evoke. Loneliness has no race or age. On the last day of the project, a participant from the YMCA came with us to the detention centre. He shook hands with the detainees and they talked about life and the future and common experiences. This young person was bringing a message of hope. He was an unexpected visitor who was bringing news from the world outside. When we went back to the YMCA, people listened carefully and showed sincere emotions of solidarity with the detainees. As I said, these two groups never had the chance to meet. However, they both shared an experience beyond race, religion, and linguistics. They met and become friends through a common fight, a fight for a better life, a life of acceptance and understanding, a just and fair life. They let the music and broken English to be the means of communication. And this was more than enough.